on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Doubleheader Thursday, racing at Kilmore during the day and also Pakenham tonight at Kilmore. It's a warm day in Melbourne and Victoria today. We're on a good four. The rail's out three with fine weather. And Mark Hunt is the man to find us all the winners. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
G'day, Michael. Good, thank you.
Did you have a look at a few of the merchant navies going through the ring at Easter?
No, not Easter. I did get involved. I tuned into Tory Dixon's Magic Touch and chimed in Merchant Navy. Price.
Yep.
And we were fortunate enough to get a little invite to a Hair in the Tail in Super Cess Brothers. So hope history can repeat itself there. Yeah. With Sam and Anthony.
Oh, well, that is good. All right. Well, we'll be able to follow the progress of Super Seth's little brother here on RSN as we get closer to his racetrack debut. Let's get stuck into Kilmore and try and find a few winners today. The first race at Kilmore kicks off at 1:30, and it is a maiden plate. A few thin races today. It's a 1,450-metre maiden plate. Weave That Web, Kirima, Dave Eustace is an even money favourite. Bottom Deck at $2.70, and then we're out to McGrath at $8. Now, Georgie Osborne was on with the Brecky Boys this morning. This is what he had to say about Bottom Deck.
She's getting close. She's done everything this preparation but win a race, and she probably finds the best race she's going to get a chance to win one today, I'd say. So very happy with her. She's very fit, and she's had three starts this prep at Kilmore, and they've all been good. So I'm pretty confident she's going to get close today.
All right. Well, can it be 11th time lucky for Bottom Deck, Mark?
It'll go close. I've just got number eight. I think there's a two chances, eight and three. I've got number eight with That Web on top. This horse, it had trialled only average going into that Sandown Lakeside run. And it was an even sort of run, got beat less than three lengths running midfield. Now, it's a weak field here, seven runners, there's not much depth whatsoever. You'd think with a bit of race experience from Sandown, a good gate, that Weave That Web might at least have more improvement here. Then number three, Bottom Deck, who ridden back two starts ago, ran well behind Zoominor at Ballarat. They rode it forward the other day, puffed it out well, it was just no match the last 100. I do think one of the two will win. Number two, McGrath, is jumping up from two shorter course races where it got home fairly at Sale, but well beaten. Maybe the extra distance will suit. And then six, Miss Sententia, who's been around pretty much everywhere, back to 1450. It looks like being outsped, but is best of the rest. Eight from three, then out to two and six.
Eight from three, and then two and six in the first at Kilmore today. Race two, take out number eight. We've got a real short price favourite here, and this is Transplant from the McAvoy team. We've only seen it on one occasion, ran fifth. In a two-year-old race at Morpheville behind Forever Free. Wasn't beaten too far. First up today, and it is the shorty of the day. Baked Zane's at $9.50, and then you're at to $11 plus. $1.30, does it just win? Do we use it as a multi-builder?
Look, it should win, I suppose. It was okay on debut behind Forever Free. That was a stronger race. I wouldn't say it's screaming out to run 1,200 first up off what I've seen, but a lack of opposition, absolute lack of opposition, it should get over the line and win. Placings, maybe number seven, Wangina Pine, who hasn't shown much but has got a Cronulla chance. Six, Sizzling Nymph, who, look, hasn't shown much either, was beaten a long way last time but might be a place chance. And one, Bait Zane, who has shown pretty much nothing but might be next best. So it's just a race with absolutely no depth. Number nine, Transplant, should win. 9, 7, 6, and 1.
9, 7, 6, and 1. Race number three is over 1,100 metres. Take out two. The favourite here is another one from the McAvoy stable, May She Star at 3:20. Brazen Strike, first starter from the Steve Richards stable, is at 4:60. And then King Dick from Kim Hahn's stable, another first starter, is at $4.80. And Lion's Tooth at $5. Who do you like here, Mark?
They're the numbers I've got in there, Michael. I think number four, King Dick, might be the way that I'll go. There's very little between them, but the Hahn stable are going well with horses first up from a spell, and King Dick's trialled nicely. It should be able to take a spot here over the 1,100. It looks like it'll be fairly strong at the end of the trip as well, which will help to beat number five, Lion's Tooth. Lion's Tooth's always shown ability. It's done a lot of its racing on soft ground. Gets on top of the ground here, looks to have trialled okay. One, Brazen Strike. Been given a couple of trials, been given really searching trials. I'm not sure what it's going to find under pressure, but we'll be there for a long way. And eight, May She Star. who has been well beaten in its race, has shown some ability, has got some chance in an even race. We'll go 4, 5, 1, and 8.
4, 5, 1, and 8. Race number 4 is over 1,100 metres. Take out 4. $1.80 first starter. This favourite from the Wendy Kelly stable, Our John Boy. $5 Ostara. Palil is at $7.50, and then we're down to Unload at $8.50. So another odds on favourite here, Mark.
Yeah, won a trial recently by a fair way, but she was pushed right out. I'm not sure there'll be that much under the bonnet when it's let go, but in this field, there doesn't have to be much there at all to win the race. It should go forward from the inside barrier, be right on the pace, get every chance, and it couldn't have lobbed into a better race here on debut. To beat number 10, Ostara, who's been disappointing but has put in some glimpses of ability. It draws wide, we'll need luck around here, but at least it's got race experience. 9, Unload, well beaten on debut, comes back from a long spell, has trialled up certainly better than what it's shown. You can run an improved race. And 11, Pally, who's been limited to date, but the race falls right away after that, so it's got a place chance at least. 5, 10, 9 and 11.
5, 10, 9 and 11. Race number 5 is a 58 over 1,450 metres. This is the first leg of the quaddie. We can take out 2. The favourite here is Argus from the Mar Eustace stable, $2.50. Magnus Agogo, $3.30. Illicit is at $7. And then we go down to Tides of Jupiter at $7.50. So not a huge field here. We've got a reasonably firm favourite, Argus. How many do you think we need in this first leg, Mark?
Look, there's not a lot would surprise me here, but I'm only going to take 3 in the quaddie. We'll go with number 3, Tides of Jupiter. This horse resumed last time with a terrific run first up and then won second up. Then it got stepped out in distance, and that seemed to curtail its preparation. So it's gone for a break. It's come back. It's trialled all right. It's not ideally suited around Kilmore getting back, but the way it went first up last time, if it can just pick its way through the field, it should hit the line and run well. To beat number 4, Argus, who sat wide there last time, fought on okay, should be fitter for that run. 5, Magnus Agogo is the other one I'll put in the quaddy. It's the likely leader, which is always a bonus around here. And 6, Chattercane, just got into all the wrong spots first up on that heavy track. It's fitter, it's got an awkward gait, and it jumps quickly in distance, but it does have the ability to be in the finish in a race like this. It's another dreadfully even race. I'll go 3, 4, 5 and 6.
3, 4, 5 and 6 in race number 5. Race number 6 is a 58 over 1,450 metres. Take out 3, Sensation at $2.50, Collectible $4, Just Stella at $4.80, PJ's off at $5.50. So top two in the market don't have the greatest strike rate. Dropping back in class, the favourite from its last start. What happened last start at Sandown, Mark?
I would say the mile just pulled it up there, Michael. It was up there till about the 300 then weak. And so what you see is what you get with Sensation. It goes forward. It gives itself every chance. It runs as fast as it can. It's limited, but it's honest. And it gets its circumstances here to win the race. So I'll put it on top. I couldn't take the short odds, but I will put it on top. The beat number 4, PJ's off, who I thought won pretty well first up. It's got more wins in it. It was strong through the line, got a 3-kilo claim, won Just Stella. She's a beauty. She's had a lot of racing this campaign. I wonder how many more runs are left in it. And then 7, Collectible, who did show good ability as a young horse. It's been disappointing. It's probably better on softer ground. The trial was just okay, but it might be next best in a race like this. 6 does get its chance. I just couldn't take the short odds. 6, 4, 1 and 7.
6, 4, 1 and 7 in race number 6. Race number 8, a 58 over 1,600 metres. No scratching. Zoology is the favourite, and this is the most open race of the day. We've got 4 horses, equal favourites at $5. Zoology, Charmed Individual, Empire Lady, A Liberty, and also Quantrell. Then out to $7 for Offshore's Pearl. Have you been able to decipher this race?
Well, they set us a task here today, but I will make this my best for the day. We'll have to back it each way. Number 2, Zoology, who gets out to the mile, which I think it will run, which is a bonus. It'll miss the start. They'll get itself into an awkward spot. But we'll need some luck from sort of the 600 to the 300. Who's finishing its races off well? I'm happy to back it each way. I think the horse is going well. To beat number 4, Empire Liberty, who's fitter for one run back, should get a lovely run from the draw and wins a race every campaign like this race. 5, Offshore's Pearl. He's a regular at Kilmore in these races. It's got a chance. And 3, Charmed Individual. getting back onto a better track will help. We'll have to push forward from that wide gate, so we'll need some luck early. I think two will run well. I'm happy to back it each way, 2, 4, 5, and 3.
2, 4, 5, and 3, Zoology, best of the day each way in race number 7. And the last of 8 jumps at 5 o'clock. It's a 58 over 1,200. Copper Clip, the 5, comes out. Sacred Legacy's the favourite. First up for Maddie Laurie, 4.20. Double Dink, $5. Miss Sarasota is also at $5. And then we're out to Libby Angel at 6.50. So how do we finish the day?
I'm coming home with 5 in the quaddie, which shows you it's another tough race. We'll go number 7, Miss Sarasota, who won okay there first up last time in, and then wasn't disgraced running 5th win, probably didn't run the distance. It resumes its trial well enough to say that it's going well enough here to be very competitive first up to beat number 8, Sacred Legacy, who was a good win there first up last time in. It's trialled quite well. It gets a 2 kilo claim. 9, Polly's Deficit, seems to run well here, and it's got race fitness on its side. And I'll put 6, Libby Angel, who gets into a harder race, but the stable's flying. It's got a 2 kilo claim. It's hard and fit, and it will push forward up on the speed. Goes 7, 8, 9, and 6.
7, 8, 9, and 6. Looks a tricky day today. How do we try and make a dollar?
We hope and pray. We'll go the best. We'll go race 7, number 2, Zoology. The value runner, race 5, number 3, Tides of Jupiter. The quaddy, going wide despite the smallish fields. First leg, 3, 4, 5. Second leg, 1, 4, and 6. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And come home with 1, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Play of the day, again, it's a little, just looking for some, hopefully some value. We could play a daily double. The first leg, 1, 4, and 6. Into the second leg, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
All right. Have you got any more confidence elsewhere? Have you had a look at the weekend?
I like, the weekend looks okay. If I was going to give you one at odds there, I think it's about race 8, Miyake, or second up there for the Wallace stable. I thought the speed would suit it. It's about $10. I thought the speed would suit it in that race.
All right, Miyake. Each way, race number 7, was it?
7 or 8.
Say?
7 or 8, the 2,000 metre race.
Yeah, race number 8, $10. That could be a very nice play on the weekend. Doggies in action. You were right last week. You said they'd just fall in against the Roos. up against the Lions could be interesting.
Yeah, I wish it was at Etihad, Michael. Ballarat, they've got that 30K wind heading down to the city end, so it'll be a game dominated at one end all day. It will be a close game, and hopefully we can get over the line.
All right. Best of luck, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter with all his selections for Kilmore. Quick break. On the other side, Harry White looking at Pakenham tonight.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time to look at tonight's meeting at Pakenham, where we have a very informed Harry White joining us. Last week he got 6 from 8, and he's told me he's going to go 2 better tonight. How are you, H?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. Well done last week. You shot the lights out. And look, there's a few shorties tonight as well.
Yeah, there's pretty much every race has a pretty short favourite. I think we can play around 3 or 4 of them, though. So I'm hoping we can get a bit of value.
I like that. Let's get stuck into the first race and we kick off with one of these short price favourites. Take out the 7. Futuri from the Hawks team is $1.45. Chafflet is at $5, and then we're out to Monterra at $7.50. So for Turi, we only saw on one occasion, ran a really nice race at Sandown behind Michigan, $1.45 tonight. Are you with or against?
With this favourite, couldn't back it at the price at those rock bottom odds, but do concede he probably only needs to run up to his debut effort to win this. Did take a while to respond to riding, but worked through the line well, knocking off the second fastest last 200-metre split for the meeting. Winkers go on. He'll be forward from an inside draw. Probably just wins. Chaffel comes through the same race and was more favoured in the market than Futuri. Pulled up lame, so forgiving of that, his debut run was quite good beforehand. Monterra eased out of the race after bucking the start. Worth noting there was some late money for him after a really solid jump out leading into the prep. Wiz Tiz has jumped out okay. 3, 5, 1, 8.
3, 5, 1, and 8 in the first. Race number 2 is a maiden over 1,400 metres. Take out 1 and 7. Tarantello is the $2.20 favourite. Holy Spirit, $2.40. Cornucopia at $5.50 as well. So top two dominating the market here, Harry.
Yeah, I think they're the two that would be playing around. I'm going with Holy Spirit. I thought got a pass mark on debut at Sale over the trip, over a trip short of what her pedigree suggests. Importantly, the form through that race has stacked up really well. The winner ran well subsequently in the Bill Collins at Caulfield, and both the minor money place getters have subsequently won their next starts. She relishes 7 furlongs. I think the Pakenham track will suit. Tarantello, I thought was disappointing first up, but strips fitter, ran second over this trip, second up last prep, and it was in a strong maiden. Evening out must be a chance at a price based on its last start. Cornucopia comes through the same race as Tarantello, and evening out goes in as next best. 6.8.5.3.
6.8.5.3 tonight in the second race at Pakenham. Race number 3, take out 7 and 10. Pouvoir de Soir is the odds-on favourite, $1.90. Lloyd Kennewell first up this evening. Takatota is at $4 from the Mick Kent stable first up. Five starts for five placings. Raphael's $5.50, and then we're down to $6.50 plus for the remainder. So another odds-on favourite here. Are you with Pouvoir de Soir?
I'll take on Pouvoir de Soir with Takatoka on top. Always goes well first up, though both prior fresh runs were over the mile. I think that's okay. The form around him reads very well. He's yet to miss the minor money in 5 career runs. Always puts himself into a nice spot in running. I think it's a really nice race for him. Pouvoir de Soir is the obvious danger. The market reflects that. She's had a very quiet jump out leading into this. Will appreciate kicking off straight over the 7 furlongs. Does get back, so watch for her late. Expect Raphael to be forward in running this time around despite drawing wide again. First up run was good, and our Ginger Ninja ran well enough at track and trip last start, but did have every chance in running, and it was a weaker maiden. 4.8.5.6.
4.8.5.6 in race number 3. Race number 4, we have another very short-priced favourite. Takeout number 2, Mimi's Award, $1.50 from the Hayes Davenick stable. Bishop Rock, $5. Oceanarium, $6.50, and then you're out to $10 plus the rest. Is this one of the favourites you're with or you want to take on?
No, definitely with. Look, if Bishop Rock is second favourite, that horse is always thereabouts, but it's had a stack of chances. I think that just shows the strength of this race. Mimi's Award was really good first up. Was only run down late by Steinem, and we saw that horse subsequently win again impressively at Hillside. Up in trip, modest maiden, she wins. Arch Regency third up, looking for the mile. Bishop Rock, as I said, always runs well. Just has had that many chances. Oceanarium, best of the rest, 8.4.1.9.
8.4.1.9, race number 5 of the evening is the first leg of the quaddy. And here we can take out 2, 6 and 7. American Angel, another shorty, $1.55 from the Danny O'Brien stable. One with a leg in the air last start. Smoke and Romans, $4.20. Tomodachi is at $9.50. Is this a one out in the first leg of the quaddy, or are you taking insurance?
No, I'm going with 4, and I'm putting my best value runner today here. Number 3, A Breed. Went around in the Mornington Guineas first up. Didn't beat a runner home, but certainly did enough for mine after racing well back from a wide gate. I think fitter, blinkers on, right back in grade. I think he can prove competitive, and I'm happy to take that price about him. American Angel justified that short quote here last start to post a 5-length maiden win. Extra trip suits. She's up in grade, does have a lot of upside, but just at the price, it's too short. Smoke and Romans, I give a chance. Was really solid over this trip last start, finishing a narrow second in a similar sort of race. And Imperial Dawn generally improves out of sight second up. Best efforts would be good enough, so must be a chance that a price goes in the quaddy. 3.10.15.
3.10.15. So A Breed, $10, $2.10 the place each way play in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number 6, over 1,200 metres, take out 3, 7, 8 and 11. Marlian's Dream is the $2.40 favourite. Twain's Express, $3.60. Lena's Magic, $4.80. They're the top 3 in the market.
Based on prior form, I'm going with number 5, Just a Tribute. Resumes, I couldn't find a jump out to reference. That's the slight knock, but his second up run last prep was huge in a 64 at Flemington. Poland and Grand Slam went around in that race, and he wasn't far away. I'm just simply convinced he's much better than Class 1 company. Twain's Express, disappointing first up when favourite and stronger grade. Tongue tie going on here, so maybe she got a tongue over the bit or something. Best efforts are more than good enough. Marlene's Dream was an impressive maiden winner at track and trip, has been freshened. There's more depth here. Could measure up. The market seems to think so. And Lena's Magic stuck on well after racing on pace in a swoopers race in the quaddie. 5-2-4-9.
5-2-4-9. Race number six. Race number seven is a benchmark 64 over 1,200 metres. We can take out 7 and 10. Way to go, Paula, is another of the odds on. He's $1.95. Toff Choice, $5. Love Broker, $6.50. They're the top three in the market, H.
When you're getting near enough about even money, way to go, Paula. I think that's my best of the day. And when Jamie Carr comes to a meeting for one ride, then obviously all eyes are on that horse. Way to go, Paula. Was a maiden winner first up at Track and Trip last prep. Was luckless in the Desirable Stakes at Flemington, where I dare say with clear running room, she would have made it very interesting in the finish. Recent jump out was really good. Slightly tricky gate, but I think the horse is just too good. Toff Choice, I see, is the danger. Goes into the quaddie for some insurance. Recent jump out was solid. Proven first up. Already a winner in this grade. Love Broker, a solid prior form. But it was all on very rain-affected tracks. Ronnie J, maps to lead, should get every chance. 11, the best of the day, ahead of 3, 8 and 2.
11, best of the day. It is $1.95. It's been very well backed. There's been a couple of scratchings, but it's opened up at $4.40 in early betting now. $1.95. Way to go, Paul, at race number 7. And the last of 8 jumps at 8.30 tonight. It's over 1,400 metres. It's a benchmark 64. Take out 2, 5 and 7. Falls for Mick Kent is the favourite. $2.30. Old Fashioned, $4.20. Pinot Party at $5.50. How do we end the evening?
Taking on another favourite, hopefully Pinot Party can get us the cash. I thought did enough in a stronger race first up over the trip. We'll only derive benefit from that run. He maps to settle closer. I just think he's found a really suitable race to go close in. Falls, really good last start at Track and Trip behind Scream Dream. A repeat effort probably justifies favouritism, but he was accepted to go around last week and was a late scratching due to lameness. So there's... You want to take $2.30 about a horse that has a little question mark over it. Not saying it can't win. Old Fashioned's been racing well before breaking maiden status last start, can measure up. Vitani second up, out over further, are both positives. She looks a chance at a bit more of a price into my quaddie. 3-1-6-11.
3-1-6-11. All right, there's a few that you're confident on tonight, Harry. How are we playing the meeting?
I think the best will go race 7, number 11, way to go, Paula. Take on the favourite in race 5 with number 3, A Breed, as the value. Quaddie first leg 1-3-5-10. Second leg 2-4-5-9. Trim up the third leg with numbers 3 and 11. Bring it home with numbers 1-3-6-11. Play of the day, I have an all up. Race 2, number 6 into race 3, number 4, Takatoka.
Race 2, 6 into race 3, 4 is the play of the day, the all up. Harry, good punting this evening.
Thanks, Michael. We'll talk soon.
Harry White joining us there, and he has been in rare form on the Thursday evenings at Pakenham. That's it from me. Been a busy show. Counting down to day one of the championship, speaking to a lot of the major contenders. If you missed any of those interviews, jump on rsn.net.au, download the podcast, and you can also jump on there and find all the selections for today's meetings. Tomorrow, we'll continue our weekend preview. Sharky's back, Friday form focus, looking at the Caulfield, the Galilee final, and we'll also look at the big Group 1s up in Sydney. Time now, though. G Hall is ready to go.